My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning, everyone. It is going to be a busy Saturday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Bob Pompiani here. We have a limited amount of time today because it's jam-packed with Pirate Baseball coming up at 1. Of course, the Steelers taking on the Bills tonight. You'll see that game on KDKA-TV. Coverage begins at 6:30, kickoff at 7. I'm here until noon today. Ty Polk is behind the glass. He'll be helping me with the ones and the twos and the calls. So call now. Let's get it going. 412-928-9370 is the number to call as we talk everything Pittsburgh related. Now, not just the Pirates at 1, the Steelers at 7, but the Riverhounds are at home tonight. A big game for them as they continue to push to the playoffs at Highmark Stadium. So there's going to be a lot of stuff. They have fireworks after that one as well. And they're trying to take advantage, certainly, of their home cooking over there at Highmark Stadium. But Pirates finally got off the schneid, won a game. Paul Skeens got it done. And he wasn't at his best, but he was good enough to win. They got some clutch hits, but they also have some injuries in that game, as Donnie Football talked about. With Andrew McCutchen, with O'Neill Cruz, I'd be surprised if they would play today on such a short turnaround, especially Cruz with the ankle that he's been dealing with. So that's something certainly to keep in mind. I want to also remind you that our fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And our show is brought to you by number one Cochran. Ride in style. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Also, Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. PNC Bank and Ireland Contracting. Home of the nightly sports call. Right here, most nights, every night on KDKA+. So call 412-928-9370. Quickly, I'll just give you a rundown of some of the storylines the Steelers will be focused on. Number one, Russell Wilson. Mike Tomlin has said all along he has the pole position. But I've watched enough racing to know that pole positions don't necessarily guarantee you're the man in the end. You're not the last man standing. Could it be that Russell Wilson is not guaranteed of the starting position? I think he still is. But what if the performance tonight is not all that good? I don't know how many performances you're going to see tonight, how many series. I would imagine 2. Mike Tomlin did say starters are going to play around 4 series and split up maybe with Wilson and Fields. But is the pole position secure in your mind? And how much do you need to see from Russell Wilson, who certainly is, you know, I mean, you can make a case Hall of Fame material with 9 Pro Bowls, won a Super Bowl, so many great things, especially in Seattle. But the last several years haven't been all that good for him, including last year when he was benched, although I think that was more Sean Payton than him. Because he had 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and that is not anything to sneeze at, considering what the Steelers put up collectively from their quarterbacks. So, Russell Wilson will get his first opportunity. Of course, he's missed time with a calf injury, hasn't been able to really get into preseason game number 1, but he will be there tonight. We'll watch that. He'll also have a new starting center, it looks like. Zach Frazier. In fact, West Virginia will figure prominently in this one. Adam Crowley, that's a shout-out to you. Not only Frazier at center, the second-round pick, who looks like he's going to end up being the starter, Beanie Bishop as an undrafted guy, perhaps the first undrafted defensive player since Mike Hilton to actually start. But there have been some injuries to that inside cornerback position, so Beanie Bishop will get a good look, and he's been good. I also liked what I saw from Jeremiah Moon last week. He's a linebacker who has some, time under his belt in the National Football League, and he played pretty well, got a sack. Kyron Johnson is pushing him a little bit. These are two guys just trying to make it on the 53-man roster. On the other side of the ledger, you got Ben DiNucci, who was playing golf this time last week, got a call because their backup to the backup, Shane Buechel, was injured, and he is now on IR, so they needed a third quarterback. Ben DiNucci was it. And Ben DiNucci, if I remember correctly, had a tryout with the Steelers during the summertime, and really there was no legitimate chance he was going to come here based on what was going on. But he was once a draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys, and so he's going to be the third-string quarterback. I don't know how much he'll play tonight just because he just got there. But Chase Claypool won't play tonight. He's a guy that they acquired. I thought maybe the Steelers might get a chance. He had his one and only good season here in Pittsburgh as a rookie, and I thought, man, Claypool's going to be a stud with 9 touchdowns in his first season on the job, but it just never worked out. And for whatever reason, he's one of those guys now. It looks like his career is certainly on thin ice. He hasn't had many opportunities, and certainly the production has been down for him. Mitch Trubisky will be back in Acrisure Stadium as well. So a lot of connections, the least of which, or not the least of which, would be Damar Hamlin, who's back and in a starting position at their cornerback position. And, of course, everybody knows his story, surviving cardiac arrest in 2023 in Cincinnati, former sixth-round pick, but we'll see him tonight. So number three for him. Number three is Russell Wilson for the Steelers. And I'm just curious your thoughts about what you saw from the first week and also what you think in this week coming up. Also, I want to throw this out, too, because I'm a golf fan. Everybody out there knows it. FedEx playoffs are underway. Hideki Matsuyama and Denny McCarthy. You want to know how you climb a leaderboard and shoot 64 and 63, respectively? You make a whole bunch of putts. Combined, they made 300 feet worth of putts yesterday. They lead, but Scottie Scheffler is lurking. 412-928-9370 on Twitter. It's at KD Pomp. Let's go out to the lines. We got Bill in Uniontown kicking us off here today. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'd like to know how long Andrew McCutchen will be shut down since he rounded second base and pulled his hamstring. Like,
I don't know, Bill. They haven't really announced that yet. I know the locker room is open, so we'll get some takes here from Derek Shelton. But I would imagine, obviously Andrew's body is breaking down on him. We've seen this quite a bit over the last several years. Yeah, through it, always been able to come up with clutch hits. He's very good with ball awareness. He knows how to handle situations, work counts, get on base. He's been one of the best there. So given the fact that it's a day game following a night game, which is rare on a Saturday, at least a 1 o'clock game. I don't remember many 1 o'clock games that I've seen on Saturday, but the circumstances dictate that with the traffic flow in Pittsburgh tonight. So I don't expect him to play, and I wouldn't expect O'Neill Cruz to play either.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Bill. Thank you for calling at 412-928-9370. The Brandon Ayuk story continues to be on ice, continue to be talked about. Quite frankly, it's gotten to the point now where it's just becoming annoying, I think. This has gone on since March when you think about it, and it's just picked up steam and more steam. Mixed messages. I think Brandon Ayuk is acting as if he wants to be a free agent, which he's not. He is acting as if he can make all the calls here, which, again, is not what he's able to do. Ultimately, it's San Francisco who makes the call. And they've been dangling him out there. They've wanted to see what they could get. They've wanted people in return from rosters. The Steelers apparently aren't willing to do that. So they still have an offer on the line, which has not been taken by San Francisco. Could it be? Maybe. But I wonder what this is doing, given the fact the Steelers have so many other guys they need to want to take care of from a salary point of view, and they have contracts that are due, really. I mean, Cam Hayward is still waiting for something. I don't know if they're going to take care of that. I thought they would by now. Also, Pat Freiermuth's a guy who you would think is somebody they want to, take care of before the end of the season. If he has a big year and you sign him now, you could probably get that salary at a much more affordable price. But if you wait and he has a big year, because under Arthur Smith, tight ends seem to really get a lot of targets, he could cost more. Then next year at this time, we'll be talking about a T.J. Watt extension and a Mecole Fitzpatrick extension, not the least of which is the quarterbacks. We have two guys who are technically free agents at the end of the season. So there is so much on the line here, money, and I'm wondering if the Brandon Ayuk situation is being held up or other contracts are being delayed until this comes to a resolution. But it sounds to me like he's going to be back in San Francisco. You know, he apparently they had a deal in place with New England. He didn't want it because it wasn't, even though the money was significant there, he didn't take it at all, which surprised me. And then there was one in Cleveland, which made the most sense when you think about it. If San Francisco wanted a, you know, proven wide receiver, they had one available to them. And they didn't pull the trigger on that one either. So, you know, I'm not sure what the deal is there. All I know is Ayuk thinks he's a free agent and he's not. San Francisco ultimately will determine. Now, is he pushing up his price over there? I think so. But I think the Steelers need to either, you know, send a message that maybe, you know, we need a deadline here. We need to start figuring this out. Just because it's gone on and on and on and on. Will he make them better? Absolutely. They need somebody. Right now it's Van Jefferson. Right now it's, you know, Austin. They don't have many other people over there who are doing, you know, you can talk about Scotty Miller all you want. I think he's a really good player to have. But as far as a legit compliment to George Pickens, I don't think any of those players are going to rise to that level. Ayuk would, but is he worth the money, you know, over a course of the next 4 years? And if you give that money, if Pickens has a good year and wants money next year, and you know, all of a sudden there's a lot of money going around here, and I'm not sure. That's why Omar Khan is good at what he does, too, with maneuvering through salary cap situations. But they have a lot on the line here with certain players, and they can't do it, I think, until the Ayuk situation is figured out. 412-928-9370. By the way, the game tonight, as I said on KDK, Charlie Batch and I in a booth. We also have Missy Matthews on the field. AJ Ross and Max Starks will be handling the pregame show, which is the BetMGM Steelers kickoff. That's at 6:30. So join us for that. That's tonight on KDK. Meantime, let's go out to the counselor who joins us in his car. Hey, counselor, how are you? Counselor, where are you? Well, I think Ty left the building. Or Ty, can we get the counselor on? There we go. Hi,
hello.
Counselor. How are you?
Thank you. My comment on the Pirates is, unfortunately, next year I think Shelton and Ben Cherington should be on the hot seat. And, I mean, they better make the playoffs and period. And the other thing is there's still no accountability. Nothing was done when O'Neill Cruz didn't run hard out of the box and was out at second base. So, you know.
That's the one thing. That kind of stuff repeats itself over and over, and I agree. I you can't have people, you know, just taking their time. You have to assume everything's going to be in play, even a routine pop-up, fly ball, whatever. Run hard. That's the least you can do in those situations. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how established you are. If you allow it, it will continue.
That's my other comment. And I think Ayuk is just using the Steelers as a bargaining chip.
He probably is. He might be. Or they may, or the team may be trying to figure out and using Ayuk. I don't know. It's gone on too long. It's a story that needs to get to an end soon. I think
they need to either fish or cut bait. You know, Omar Khan needs to say, look, by September next week, we need or whatever.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you're getting to the point now where you're closing in on the start of the season, and they don't want to be dealing with a lot of this as the season begins. So, it's going to have a resolution. I noticed yep. that Debo Samuel yesterday was interviewed, and he pretty much said, no, he's going to be here. Now, I don't know if that's just him hoping. You know, I don't know how much you read into that, but it was a teammate who knows him and talks to him. So it seems to me that if they wanted to trade him, it would have been done already. But they haven't done it. So that tells me they want to keep him, because why wouldn't you? They have an offense that is really good. They have an offense that will certainly focus on wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs in the pass game. They're a team that's ready to win a Super Bowl, I think, and I think he's a big part of it. They know that, but he also knows that, which is driving the price up high. So there you go. That's the stalemate you have, and it's right now just a staring contest on who will blink first.
Yep.
Thanks, Counselor. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. 412-928-9370. Let's squeeze it one more here, Ty, before we go to break. That would be Marty in Frick Park. Hey, Marty, how are you?
Hey, Bob, just your thoughts on the Pirates next year. Just off the cuff, why would we think they're going to be better next year?
The only answer to me is pitching, and I'm not so sure now, because we saw pitching this year and it didn't do much other than result in quality starts that were wasted, and there were a lot of those. So unless this is how I foresee the offseason, Marty, and I'll get your take, and you tell me what you think. The reluctance of Bob Nutting to fire people who are under contract. Now, he did eat some contract with Clint Hurdle, so he's done that before. But I think he most likely wants to pay people who are on the payroll, and he doesn't want to pay them if they're not working. So it'll be an extremely hot seat. It should. He should mandate playoffs, or you guys were making changes. And he also should give them the leeway, if you're Ben Cherington, to have more money available to them in the offseason. They have to be able to bring in bats. They're not going to do it through their system. They acquired some guys who look okay. Will Henry Davis ever recover? I don't know. But they need to go out and get more reliable bats, established bats. It costs money to do that. That would be what I would go back if I were Ben Cherington and say, look, I need more leeway, more leash when it comes to spending it. And then he says, fine, I'll give it to you. I demand a playoff appearance next year.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, you know, supposedly Brian Reynolds, remember when Brian and they signed him to extension, immediately moved him to left field?
Uh-huh.
I'm stealing this from a friend of mine, but he said they need to do the same thing with Cruz. Say O'Neill will extend you, give you a boatload of money, kind of like the Brian Reynolds contract. Part of the contract is you're going to play first base or right field. So do you shortstop, do you?
He's going to end up with 28 to 30 errors the way it's going. However, if I can get 25 home runs and 80 runs batted in for my shortstop, I could be okay with that as long as I get more offense from other positions as well. He can't be the only bat, he and Reynolds. They got to come up with more. So is a move to the out? I don't know what he's capable of doing out there. We saw Henry Davis struggle out there. Can he do that? Can he play first base? I have no clue. He may make more errors at first base than he does at shortstop.
Bob, you could play first base. No, I'm just kidding. So have a good day. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, yeah. Marty, thanks very much. We're due for a break at 412-928-9370. Once again, thank you to number one Cochran. Ride in style. Go one better with Expressway at Cochran.com. We have more coming up. Your calls until noon, and that's when we're going to join Dan Zangrilli for the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, getting you set for the Pirates. 1 o'clock game with the Seattle Mariners. Pittsburgh won last night 5-3. Call us. Air your opinions. We're right here, right now. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Up until noon today, we continue at 412-928-9370. Thank you to number one, Cochran, PNC Bank, Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call in Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. We have a lot to get into. The Steelers taking on the Buffalo Bills. It's a busy day. The Pirates play at 1 opposite the Steelers over on the south side. You have Highmark Stadium, the site of the Riverhounds. They have a fireworks show after their game as they try to make a push to the playoffs. So let us know what you think about everything going on here at 412-928-9370. Also want to throw in watching the Kenny Pickett game the other night. It's really amazing just how reluctant he is to throw the ball down the field. In that preseason game, he started the first half, and all they could muster was 3 points, but he got sacked 4 times, holding the ball too long, spun away on one of them. He was 11 for 13 for 67 yards, with just 5 yards per carry. Tanner McKee was a sixth-round pick. He played better than Pickett, and I'm wondering just what that means as far as the backup to Jalen Hurts. We'll find out. Philadelphia, Nick Sirianni, in this fourth year there as the Eagles will be one of the teams that a lot of people expect to do well this year. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Tony in Blairsville. Tony, welcome to the Bob Pompeiani Show. How are you on this Saturday?
Doing well, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call, brother.
Sure.
Hey, I have 2 points, one for the Steelers, one for the Pirates. The first one with the Steelers is, if we're not going to pick up Brandon Ayuk, do we pursue DK Metcalf, or is there some other rumors out there that we could be looking at? And then the second point for the Pirates is, I actually think they're picking up the right guys with IKF and De La Cruz. Combine that with the current roster and the pitching in the minors, and potentially Tamar Johnson coming up next year. Just want to hear your thoughts. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Tony. Well, the first thing is, you know, if this Ayuk thing doesn't work, and it seems like it's not going to, I don't know if they have time to be dealing with other trades. I don't know if there are anything, you know, there are a lot of guys who are looking for more money. C.D. Lamb is one of them. If you look at the betting odds, he's listed as potentially a Steeler target. But how much will that cost? He's a better receiver than Brandon Ayuk. They're having issues down there in Dallas signing guys. Most likely, if you're going to do this, then you're going to have to go to guys who are either going to lose their jobs. And there are some guys out there, you know, who are capable of coming in and helping, but they will be people who will be released by other teams. And that's kind of where they are, I think, with this kind of thing. What do they do? But I think the biggest thing they can hope for is that Van Jefferson takes advantage of an opportunity. And I said this yesterday, and I mean it. Sometimes all you need is a legitimate opportunity. There's one sitting out there for any one of these guys who wants to do it. So, you know, we saw last week when the Texans were in town that Steven Sims is with their team. He's been around. He was once here. I think that guy has contributions that are possible. I heard the PM team talking about Kadarius Toney, former number one pick. First of all, he's been so erratic, so many drops, so many things. People have soured on him. I don't know if I'd want to go back there. You know, so the bottom line is beggars can't be choosy at this point. And if they can't get something done with via trade, you know, then I'm not sure what other options they have at this point. Their biggest thing they can hope for is that Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, who's played well. He had a good year in Philadelphia a few years ago, although he had a big muffed punt here the other day on the punt. Scotty Miller, Calvin Austin, target the tight ends more, target Najee Harris and Jalen Warren out of the backfield more. And don't forget, they have Cordero Patterson. He's a guy who has fit in. He's done a very good job over the years, not just in the kickoff return game. He has 9 touchdowns, which is a record, one of which was 110 yards, but he also has run the ball under Arthur Smith. He's been a pass catcher. He can do a lot of different things. So there are ways to mix and match, but it would be helpful to have someone more reliable at the wide receiver position number two. Thanks for the call, though. 412-928-9370. And I forget the second part. It was about, the Pirates. So, Tony, first of all, where does Isaiah Kiner-Falefa play next year? He's a jack of all places, but can he play one specific position? And can they just say that's his position? I don't know if that's going to happen. They still would like Cruz to be a shortstop, I got to believe, as long as he reduces his errors, because the bat certainly is alive and well. Third base is a problem. Ke'Bryan Hayes just is not producing runs. He's not getting extra base hits. He doesn't have to hit home runs, just drive things in. I don't know. The future is probably he have to go with him just because he's signed. Unless there's a team out there that looks at that contract favorably and says he can help us at third, we believe we can turn him around. The other caveat is his back injury. How serious has it been? Has it held him back? Will it ever get better? These are all questions that are legitimate. Who plays first base? You know, I don't know if you bring back Rowdy Tellez. I don't know. I'd like to get better than that on a more consistent level. But who is it? Does Davis, Andy Rodriguez, who plays first base with this team right now? And then who plays the outfield opposite Reynolds and left? You know, Brian De La Cruz was acquired, but I'm not convinced he's going to be anything but a strikeout machine. Yeah, he had a home run here and there. Jack Sawinski, is he still part of your plan moving forward? There are so many off-season questions that need to be answered. 412-928-9370. Guy in the state of California is on the air right now. Guy, thank you for calling. What's up?
Hi, thanks, Bob. I know you're pressed for time. I'll just be real quick here. I just want to ask you two questions. First, I want to thank you for promoting the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. I despise soccer. I know nothing about soccer. And I'd rather watch two men fishing. But this American national team's embarrassing themselves. They got this new coach, Pochettino from Argentina. The guy barely speaks English. So my question one, and I'll be real quick here. Question one is, why does American soccer, the national team, stink so much? And question two is about football. The Steelers, I got my bet in already, 8.5 games, plus 120. What do you think?
Oh, you went over 8.5?
Yes. Always the optimum.
You know, I think those guys know what they're talking about when they set these lines, and I think that's a legitimate line. I would think, yes, you can achieve that. But it all depends on the quarterback play. It really still comes down to that. And whether or not Wilson can play the entire season, whether or not he can revert back to where he was in 2020, 2021, whenever he had his last good year, it didn't work in Denver for a lot of reasons. And Justin Fields, you know, he's been a turnover machine. If he gets in there, he's had 41 career starts and 41 turnovers. Right. So that has to end. You can't do that in this day and age. Especially when you have an offense that struggles to score points in the red zone. And under Matt Canada, they struggled. So that's Arthur Smith's responsibility. He's got to make sure that gets better. But it's going to be right there. I would say 9-10 wins is what I'd be looking at. So, yeah, I think it'll be okay.
I wanted to jump on it early in case they got Ayuk, and then the line would move up. But we'll see how that goes. And as far as the American National soccer, yeah. It's really an embarrassment. They lost against the Copa America against the Panama, 4.5 million people. And I get lectured all the time by my friends and relatives in Italy, in Argentina, why can't you guys play soccer, this, that, and the other thing? I say it's not part of our national, you know, when you go to those countries, you go down to Argentina, you see kids playing soccer everywhere.
Right. And you don't basketball. See that here, Guy. Therein lies your answer. You see it in certain places. It's not emphasized as much as other sports, basketball, football, and baseball even is not as good as it should be, quite frankly. You don't see that many terrific American-born baseball players this day and age. So, bottom line is they just have to get better. I think the Riverhounds have a pretty good – and the reason I like them, number one, their owner is really committed to doing it. He's putting everything he can do there, Tuffy Schallenberger. But they also have a youth system. They're trying to really promote it from a grassroots effort. And that's what it's going to take. It has to be a consistent grassroots approach. And unless you have that, you're not going to get some of the best people to play for this country.
That's what my friends who are in Europe are saying. You know, they have the team level. You know, you have your big, you know, major teams, but then they promote the local teams where the kids all play. But I remember in 1975, you're old enough to remember when Pele played with the New York Cosmos, and they said, "Oh, you know, soccer will be the new rage in America." Well, how long is that later? You know, more than a quarter century later, I just don't see it. But you know, you go here in Southern California, you drive around. We don't see kids playing touch football. We grew up playing touch football. You know, that was what we did. You see kids playing baseball, and you see kids playing soccer.
Hopefully there's more on the horizon here, Guy, because it has to get better. Because it is, worldwide an embarrassment, given how successful most Olympic sports are for the Americans. Thanks for the call. I got to move along. Let's go to Matt in Greensburg. Matt, thank you for joining us here on Sports Radio 93.7 FM.
Hey, what's going on, Bob?
How are you?
Good, how are you? So I think he has to stay at third no trade. I wouldn't want to trade him. I think the glove pays for itself. I know he kind of bottomed out this year.
His war indicates that. His war indicates the glove pays for itself, I guess. But don't you have to get hitting out of that position? You can't continue to not get hitting.
I get it. But I'm looking at this, you know, at the second half of last year when he did lift the ball, I still think it's in there. I don't know if it's the back right now, but I still think it's in there. And like I said, the glove pays for itself when you look at war. I have something for first base and center field. They said they were getting Yorkie some reps in center and triple A. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that. And I have the first base solution for you. It's a Reynolds, Joey Bart platoon. Endy and Davis are catching. I think they're pretty hell-bent on that. Reynolds is the worst defensive outfielder in baseball. I mean, the ball that dropped last night in the first inning had a 99% catch probability. And the last 2 years, I think he's bottom five in the defensive metrics. I would put him there, and I would put Joey Bart as the strong side platoon.
There's a lot of makeshift stuff there you just described, and you haven't even talked about center field or right field. And this, again, this is going to be the offseason problems that they have to face, and they have to address quickly, or else they're going to be stuck where they are, regardless of how good their pitching is.
I know, but I think what their idea is, I just don't think they're going to bring in a free agent first base. I mean, I think they're fine spending $3 million on a Tellez.
Well, then you're going to have the same thing over and over and over again. They got to spend money legitimately on somebody who has a resume.
I understand that, but I mean, there was rumors a month ago Reynolds was taking ground balls at first. I think they know he cannot play left field. He just does not have the tracking ability and the arm, and it's been that ball last night, I mean, Skeens got out of it in the first, but that has to be caught, and there's multiple times. You know, I'm going down to the game now. They always put the catch probability now in the park, which is maybe a detriment to the players, but there's a few times that it's like he is just not, I don't know if it's the same with Jiwon Bae, but Jiwon Bae's just an awful player. Reynolds, yeah. I think he can play first base. I think
we'll
going to give him a shot.
They're going to have to consider a lot of options, Matt. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. Kevin in Greenville, hang on. We're going to get to you after the break here real quick. It's 412-928-9370. Busy day in Pittsburgh. Got the Pirates at 1. We have the North Shore Tavern leadoff show coming up. We also have the Steelers on TV tonight. If you can't make it over to Acrisure Stadium, we got the game for you on KDK TV. Coverage begins at 6:30. And the Riverhounds taking on a team they really should beat from the West Coast. And quite frankly, they need to start stacking points at home. They need a clean card here tonight in front of what will be a sellout crowd over there, I'm sure, as well. So a lot going on in Pittsburgh, 412-928-9370. We'll come back with and wrap up the show, get Kevin on, and a couple more calls. So 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Once again, a big thank you to our sponsors of this program, PNC Bank. Make today the day. Drive in style with number one Cochrane Expressway. If you ever tried it, you should. If you don't, it's easy thing to do. And you can get your ride without ever going into the franchise if you want to do it that way. Or you can go to one of their 19 locations, but that's a great way to go. Also, Shenderovich, and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. Ireland Contracting, home of the Nightly Sports Call, and Iron Rock Tap House, where they have a new menu coming out this week. So make sure you check that out. That begins, I believe, on Tuesday of this week. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Right now, we're going out to Kevin in Greenville, who joins us here on the Fan Hotline. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good, Bob. Morning to you.
How's it going?
Good. Just want to get your opinion on something, if we can. I don't know if I'm the only one that feels this way, but I hear a lot about Cruz's, all the players. What about coaching? I mean, how much coaching? Because if you look at Pirates, as far as the people coming up, we have so much excitement, and they just don't pan out. I mean, how much of that goes with the coaching? Because when you buy good players, you get good players. Is that the same way with coaching? You can not bring in good coaches, do bring in good coaches. But, I mean, simple stuff like Cruz doing that, you know, bucket head type of stuff, that's just, to me, that goes a lot back to the coaching also. Your opinion, please.
Well, I think that there's no question. You got to develop guys. That's part of the challenge. It's one thing to get them. It's another thing to develop them. Now, you can credit the pitching staff of coaches with trying to get these guys to another level, and some work, some don't work. I look at, for example, Kyle Nicholas, and I think they've done a good job with him. You know, when he first started here, he was kind of a wild, hard-throwing, 100-mile-an-hour guy, and now he's figured it out, and he's been one of their better pitchers. On the other hand, there are other people who've gone the other way. It could be individual, could be coaching-related. As far as hitting is concerned, I just don't think they've done a good enough job drafting the kind of hitters they need and then taking them to the next level. Kevin, when you talk about Davis, he's a 1-1 guy. When you're a 1-1 guy, you should be able to handle just about everything. I don't know that they're changing his batting habits in order to get him to do – you know, he is one of those guys, he strikes me as a gap-to-gap home run hitter. And if they're tinkering with that, trying to make him something that he isn't, it can backfire. I don't know if that's the case or not. All I know is that each individual is different. But when you have a high-end talent, I think that's mostly on the high-end talent to figure this out. You know, they've drafted him for a reason.
Right. Did you happen to see the game? Were you actually watching the game when Cruz did that bonehead move with second base, not running hard? The one thing is, one of the coaches went over and fist bumped him, and I'm just like, wait a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Again, that's I don't like that either.
Did that set wrong to you? Did that seem kind of like, wait a minute, Kyle?
Yes, you would have. He would have had a stand up triple there if he'd run from the get go. You know, and he didn't do it. And so if you're not going to do it, then don't be surprised if something bad happens along the way. You know, just run as if everything is going to matter. It doesn't matter if it's a pop-up to the infield. And you see most guys, it's not just the Pirates, but there are a lot of guys in the league who flip the bat and kind of leisurely get to first base. If the ball's dropped, they're going to be at first base. If they hustle, they could be at second base. Little things like that make a big difference to me. And if I'm a manager, I set the bar right there. And I don't care who you are, if you violate it, something's going to happen to you.
Appreciate it, Bob.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you, too. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Don't have a lot of time to get into other things, but we'll try as the year goes on here. We are in a kind of a tight window because of the Pirates beginning at 1:05 today to offset the traffic flow that will be taking place over on the North Shore with the Pirates and then the Steelers later today, and they share parking lots in many respects. So that's why that's going on. So once again, thank you to our sponsors, number one, Cochrane PNC Bank, Ireland Contracting, Iron Rock Tap House, and Shenderovich and Fishman. Our weather report is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Today, it's not as bad as what it originally appeared to be a few days ago, and so there will be some rain potentially, depending on where you are coming up. High around 82 degrees. So hopefully the weather will stay away for, if there is weather out there, stay away from the Steelers game tonight against the Buffalo Bills. Again, you'll see it coming up tonight. 6:30 coverage begins, 7:30 kickoff. Join Charlie Batch and me in the booth. Missy Matthews on the field. Pregame with AJ Ross, Max Starks. That's all tonight on KDKA, the Steelers and Bills in preseason game number 2. And the first for Russell Wilson under center with a new center, most likely. And Zach Frazier from West Virginia. That's going to do it for Ty Polk. I'm Bob Pompeiani. Have a great rest of your day. Coming up next, it's Dan Zangrilli with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show in advance of the Pirates and Seattle Mariners in game number 2 of their series. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.